We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, January 22nd. Well, Tuesday was another work day for the 23rd-ranked CU men's basketball team, heading down to the desert last weekend, where they earned a split with ASU in Arizona. The Buffs were the top rebounding margin team of the Pac-12, and yet Tad Boyle's team was out-rebounded in both games.
We got to be more consistent, and part of the problem is our guys aren't going to get trying to get one-handed rebounds. You know, and Dr. J was one of the biggest-handed players I'd ever seen as a kid. I never saw him get one-handed rebounds. He had the biggest hands of anybody, you know, ready to play the game. I mean, you got to go get the thing with two hands. We got guys trying to get it with one hand, and so a lot of it's technique and. But rebounding is a mentality. It's like defense. Defense is a mentality. It doesn't take a lot of skill. But it takes a lot of heart and determination and toughness. And so just trying to challenge our guys, and hopefully they'll rise to it.
Boyle says the lack of performance by his veteran team on Sunday versus the Wildcats was perplexing.
The crazy thing about coaching, especially young men, is you can't ever take anything for granted. You just can't. It's like every part of the game is important. And whether it's defense, whether it's rebounding, whether it's taking care of the ball, whether it's executing on offense, running the floor. I mean, you got to do multiple things well to win college basketball games. And, against Arizona, we have 9 game goals, and they're all very, very objective. And that was the first time since we've been keeping that over the last year and a half where we were 0-9. We didn't hit one of our game goals. Some of our worst games, we've hit 1 or 2. We had 0-9 against Arizona.
So the Buffs are home for 2 games this week, hosting the Washington schools, beginning Thursday night when Wazoo comes to the event center. Our coverage in the Colorado Basketball Network gets underway at 7:30 with Buffs warm-up presented by Safeway, followed by the tip-off between the Buffaloes and the Cougars just after 8 o'clock on the Colorado Basketball Network and in Denver on 850 KOA and 94.1 FM. For more on the Buffs prep for Wazoo, check out Neil Welk's coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. Meanwhile, the Colorado women's basketball team looks to bounce back, getting the win column after their loss last Friday night to Utah. They've got a great challenge, though, this week. They're on the road in the Bay Area to take on No. 3 Stanford on Friday night before moving on to take on Cal at 1 p.m. on Sunday afternoon in Berkeley. Former University of Colorado golfer Derek Tolan is returning to his alma mater as the interim assistant coach for the Buffaloes for the spring portion of the 2019-20 season. Head coach Roy Edwards making that announcement on Tuesday. Tolan has been playing professionally for the last 10 years since he last teed it up for the Buffs in the spring of 2009. He is filling a midseason vacancy created last month when CU assistant coach of the last five seasons, Pat Grady, a teammate, by the way, of Tolan's, decided to return to his private CPA business. I'm voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.